proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, we have an exciting program for you today. Praise God. We're still teaching on revelation of royalty. Revelation of royalty. You see, the Bible says over in the book of Revelation, it says that Jesus is a King of kings. Praise God. That he's the Lord of lords. Well, who do you think the kings and the lords are? It's us, the believer. Praise God. In Psalm 115 and verse 16, it says, "The heavens, even the heavens of the Lord, but the earth has he given to the children of men." You see, God has given this earth as our domain. He wants us to dominate in this earth. And no king feels inferior in his own domain. That's why Jesus didn't feel inferior to anybody, anything, the devil, disease, anything. Why? Because it's his domain. It's our domain. We're to dominate this earth. Praise God. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's find out how to do it. Let's go into it. It's called Revelation of Royalty. You and I are going into these areas, and we're going to break the powers of the spiritual foundations that have been occupying these areas with the power of God. And those principalities and powers may be seem strong, but they break down in the presence of kingdom-minded people. Let's go to Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, please. Verse 35. "And the same day, when evening was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships." This is Jesus now. "And there arose a great storm of wind, the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we what? Perish. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And there was a great calm. And he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and sea obey him? Now look at the next verse. And they came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. And he had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains." Fetters you put on your feet, chains you put on your hand. "And the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame it," so no natural power could hold him. "And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus, afar off, he ran and worshiped him." I'll put another thing in it. He fell at his feet and worshiped him. He bowed before him. So no matter how powerful the kingdom of darkness is, it bows in the presence of kingdom-minded people. So now this man bows. But notice what happened. Verse 7, "And he cried with a loud voice and said, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that you torment me what? Not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is your name? And he answered and said, My name is Legion, for we are many. Now what do I believe? I believe that this demon, Legion, was the leader or the strong man that was holding that entire coastline. that the enemy was channeling through a demon to actually stir up a weather pattern that could sink the boat of Jesus and his disciples. Why? Because they were coming to the other side. Why? They were invading. Why? Because they were going to establish the kingdom of God there. You got what I'm saying? Now, this is a picture here. Because when that storm came up, Jesus rebuked it. So right away, we can see that that storm wasn't from God. Now, you know how many things have been put on God? God will kill you. God will take your kids. God will make them deformed. All kinds of stuff been put on God that's not God at all. And what Jesus came to do is represent how God really was to the people. And that's what you're supposed to be doing. Because other than that, the devil gives them a distorted picture of what God is really like. And that's why they don't want to come to it. So I'm saying here, this man, the enemy was using him to control weather pattern, and Jesus rebuked it. Now, this is what we're going to talk about a little bit today. We're going to talk about taking charge. Taking charge. Now, this is a kingdom message. This is not no little old 3 points in a poem and something religious. This is not that at all. It's time for the church to take over. Got it? And the one reason why is because they, the world, are walking in darkness. Darkness, total darkness. They think they know what they're doing. They don't bit more know what they're doing than anything. And that's why this Babylonian system has been so successful. When I say that, I mean this. I mean, Babylonian system has really tried to impoverish the church and has done a pretty good job at it. Notice the gifts and the callings of God that are without repentance that come into the church. Notice how many people are famous singers that you've heard about, but they got their start where? In the church. Singing in the choir and so forth. And come on now. But then Babylon snatches them out, puts them over there in Vegas or wherever he puts them. Now, I'm not talking about anybody now, but I'm saying notice how he'll take the gift. Look at the ball players. Them ball players, let me tell you something. Most of those families of those ball players, now listen, I'm not talking dirty or bad about anybody. I'm talking about some realities here. Most of them ball players, their parents pray for something to happen to break the cycle of poverty in their family. Come on now, you know and I know it. And the next thing you know, this boy grew 7 feet tall. Are you following what I'm saying? But notice, how many of them are tithing? How many of them, come on now, because the Babylon's job is to snatch the resources out of the church and use them for his benefit to build his kingdom and not yours. I'm telling you now, we're coming to take charge. We're coming to take over. We're coming to take back. We're coming to release people who've been held by demon forces and they cannot cooperate with the plan of God because of a stronghold in their life, and we're coming to release them from captivity. That's what we're coming to do. That's what we're coming to do. And the thing about it is what the enemy wants to do with the rest of the people that are left in the church is get them so preoccupied with provision, so preoccupied with my paycheck, so preoccupied with whatever, so that their gifts and their talents will go undiscovered or undeveloped. And they have no time to spend time with God to allow him to speak to them about their real purpose in this earth and what he's called them to do. They're vague about everything. They can't hear God's voice on nothing, let alone pray. Ain't no time to pray. The only thing they do, it's been 24/7 trying to find some money. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the money you need will be added to you. The priority is the kingdom. If you're born again. If you're not, it's not. But if you are, and I'm saying that people who have a bunch of money, notice how many poor people, starving people, and so forth, that money don't trickle down to them. They don't operate like that. Only reason why, I'm not blaming them, they're being controlled. They're being controlled and don't even know it. And watch this, and can't get out from under it. That rich young ruler, here was Jesus, and he came, the man slid up on him and said, hey, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, you know the commandments, don't steal, don't kill, don't so forth and so on. Man said, oh, I've done all that in my youth. He said, okay, there's one thing you lack. Just go your way, sell what you have, now give it to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. You'll come on and follow me. Notice what the man did, dropped his head and backed away and went on. You know why? Because his money was his God. That idolatry and how the enemy has set it up. It ain't trickling down. So God needs you. Why? He's going to get you to take all of it. You're going to be in control of the monetary system of the world. Now, listen, I'm talking some stuff that's another level. Say breakthrough. I want you to break through in your thinking, because God needs you, because he's got to solve some problems out there that you're going to be used to solve. Say amen to that. They're going to take wisdom, all right, but they're going to also take some money. Somebody's going to have some money. Say amen to that. So now, we're going to take charge from this point forward. We're going to take charge. Say amen to that. And those demons are not going to be holding God's people or holding back the resources of God anymore. Because we're going to call money to come. We're going to make things happen in this earth through words that could not be made to happen any other way. The Bible says over in Job, decree a thing. I said, decree a thing. You see, Jesus came to bring a superior government, a superior kingdom. The kingdom of darkness is inferior to the kingdom of God. Oh, it looks bright. It looks like it can stand the test of time. It looks like it got all that stuff built up, but it doesn't. It's just that God's people have been trying to handle that on a lower level of thinking, and you can't do that. You're going to have to come on up. Folks, when you couldn't bail no water out of the ship fast enough, watch this, the natural way, what did Jesus do? He just stood up and what? Spoke. Folks, when nothing else will do the job, just speak. Now, let me see where I am. Say, take charge.
Take charge.
So you are here to take charge. And God wants you to take charge. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, let's look at one more thing here. Praise God. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 51. You and I are designed to rest in the complete provision of the Father. Boy, that's a mouthful right there. Now, we are ambassadors for Christ. Say that. I am an ambassador for Christ. And most of what is causing the problems in the earth is spiritual. Say amen to this. And what you and I have to do is leave the natural and go to the spiritual. Verse 16, and I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, protection, that I may do what? plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and say to Zion, thou art my people. Now, what we're talking about is breakthrough. And you know, when you go into breakthrough, and I'm going to just say this, and I don't mean any harm by it, but how many of you know I had to preach what I feel like is in my heart to give? I talked about the law of association. That all you got to do is show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And I'm going to tell you something. The devil's trying to talk you down out of the realm that God has called you to. And he's doing it subtly with people who may be relatives. I'm going to talk about it now. Who may be other church folk. Come on now. He's not some rank sinner or some heathen. This is folks who's supposed to be saved. Because if you remember, 12 of them went to spy out the land. Am I right about it? Come on, am I right about it? And when they went to spy out that land, they came back, and 10 of them, come on now, had a what kind of report? They had an evil report. Now, the Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Didn't it say that? So they were all sent. But some of them came back preaching something that God didn't say. Come on now. I'm finding out. I'm going to have to check my association. Because God talked to me on this trip. He said, son, you still thinking billions. He said, I'm thinking trillions. Listen, man. I'm telling you. See, it's hanging around with folks. Because when I mention billion, they go off. When I mention million, some of the saints start shaking. Folks, wait a minute. What do you think Canaan represents? It represents the wealth of the wicked. How much wealth do you think they have? Folks, I was looking at television and was talking about how much was traded over here in this certain market, and it was $27 trillion. Man, they got some... You haven't put it together. You still think you got to hold all of that. No. You got to take care of the poor of the earth. You got to build houses all over the world. That's when they're going to see the manifestation of the sons of God. We're coming to take over here. You got to enlarge the borders of your tent because you got to plant the heavens. I'm not asking for your brain to hold this because it can't hold it. This is for your spirit. Your spirit came from God. Your spirit is in the God class. Your spirit, you can operate out of your spirit. And I found out something. I said, you know, I've been doing too much. I've been preaching too much. I've been saying too much. I've been trying to get too much done. And I started looking at this. Plant the heavens. Thy kingdom come. And Sister Cindy Trim, when she was here, preached that thing. I said, whoa, I got that. Uh-huh. Pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Not on earth. In earth. On the earth. As it is where? In heaven, see? And so now I got this in me. See, it's got to come in me first. My wife went to the laundry. And I had taken my shirts. No, she took my shirts. And she told the laundry guy, here's my husband's shirts. This was some years ago. And he gave, and she gave him the shirts. And then she asked him. She said, where do you go to church? He said, oh, I don't go to church. She said, uh-uh, you need to go to church. Didn't think anything about it, left.
Right.
I came back to pick the church up next week. The man saw me, and it looked like I could see kind of fear on his face. And he started looking at my boxes, and he finally got my box of shirts and slammed them down on the counter. Your wife told me I need to go to church. Now, wait a minute. I caught something. Plant the heavens.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She just decreed something.
Yeah.
She didn't have to do nothing else. All I got to do is proclaim something. I ain't got to do nothing else. It's gonna come in earth. You better hear what I'm saying. See, I gotta keep my faith on it. When she spoke it, she just released it in faith. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree, what did he do? He just spoke it, didn't he? He didn't try to explain to the fig tree how this was gonna happen and so forth. He just released the word. He proclaimed the gospel. Praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoy that. Now, again, that's revelation of royalty, that you and I are royalty in the eyes of God. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about your flesh, but I'm talking about the real you, the spirit that is inside of you. You are a child of God. God is a king. You are kings in this earth. Now, the Holy Spirit is the only one who can tutor you into how to act like the king that you really are. Now, we're talking about king, we're not talking about men or women in this particular case. We're talking about the position and the place that you hold in God and over this earth. You are kings, you are rulers over this earth. Now, every sphere of humanity is to be dominated by kingdom-minded people and those people who know who they are in Christ Jesus. Matter of fact, when you're talking about the kingdom of God mindset, you're not talking about people who are democratic mindset, because there's no democracy like that in the kingdom of God. It's a theocracy. It's one God, and he gives a command, and we follow it. You see, we are under that commandment, under the commands of God. So as you get these revelation into your heart and you start walking in this, I guarantee you, things that the enemy has tried to set up for your life, all those things will have to bow in the presence of kingdom-minded people. It is a powerful teaching. The address and phone number on your screen, you have got to order this one right away. Praise God. I'm telling you, God gave me this. I've been teaching this, and it's been changing me. You know, things that I used to settle for, I'm not settling for anymore. And the reason why is because once you come to realize that who you are in Christ, then there are certain things you won't accept. You won't accept that sickness anymore. You won't accept that lack in your finances anymore because you're kingdom-minded. Again, the address and phone number are on your screen. I want you to order it right away. As a matter of fact, your cousin might need one of these teachings, praise the Lord, because people don't know who they are. They're acting like somebody who is really living a low life. God wants to bring us back up to the high life. You deserve it. It's your inheritance. God wants it for you right now. And this teaching gives you the faith to get back up there. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We're having a good time, too. Praise the Lord. Until next time, keep walking by faith.
Once you received Jesus as the Lord of your life, you were engrafted into God's royal family. You are a child of the King, and the authority of the kingdom is within you. Before you can exercise your kingship, you must have a revelation of your royalty.
You and I are getting to the promised land, but you can't go into that land with the wrong image. You got to have the right image of who you are, watch this, and who God is.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn that you are seated in heavenly places with God because you are royalty.
There are certain things that would affect your behavior if you knew you were royalty. Say amen to that. God is a king. You are his children. You can't help but have the same DNA in you as he has in him.
Order Revelation of Royalty today, and Dr. Winston will explain why the Holy Spirit is the one who tutors you to act like a king. Why royalty is not just a title, but a manifestation of your redemption. Why you need to speak only the Word of God, and much more.
Before it got taken back, Satan still had the power. But he doesn't have it now. Jesus stripped him of all his authority. Everything that Adam lost, Jesus got it back. Watch this, and gave it to you.
To order your copy of Revelation of Royalty on CD, please send $32. On DVD, please send $60. And simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. God desires that we live the good life that he intended. To do this, we must have a revelation of royalty. Order your copy of Revelation of Royalty today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
I'm a man what? Under authority. See, God can do it, but he can't do it without my permission. I gotta be willing to do what God said do. And folks, life is not a struggle. It's only a struggle when you're trying to do it yourself. So what you and I need to do is back up, come back under authority, ask the Lord what to do, and do it.